Happy birthday, Milo.
Happy birthday, Milo.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Welcome back to another episode of
Couple of Snacks.
Featuring
I'm a baby.
This is gonna be episode 4 or 5, I believe. If you're watching the video, you can see that we're in a different setting today. Just because of how busy we were the past 3 weeks, I want to say. We haven't really had a chance to sit down and charge in the Tesla. So, welcome to our apartment. We're currently sitting in the living room.
Yes. We didn't record last week, huh?
Dude, we didn't record like the last 2 weeks, I want to say.
No way.
Yeah, it's been
maybe
a while.
Maybe last week we skipped.
No, it was like 2 weeks.
What? That's crazy. So we have a lot of things to update on.
Definitely a lot of things to update.
Oh, gosh. Okay, this is going to be a long episode.
This is going to be the March Madness episode.
Oh.
I don't even follow basketball like that.
I like that title. That was going to be the title of my TikTok, too.
Oh, good one.
Yeah,
it's going to
be March Madness.
Yeah, I feel like March, you've been on your creator content grind.
Yeah, I've been recording a lot. Let's see, what happened in March? Because I really did take a lot of videos.
Yeah, could you say that there's like a vlogging wave in social media right now? I feel like everyone's getting a DJI Osmo Pocket.
Everyone's getting the GoPros too. DJI, new cameras.
Yeah, I mean, it's just time to document your life.
I know, we're almost 30 and it's time to just start documenting everything.
I mean, that's kind of why we started this podcast, right?
Yeah. Just
a different way to, we're different.
Yes.
We're not like the other girls.
Wait, why are we not like the other girls?
Because everyone's vlogging and we're doing a podcast to document, you know?
I'd say we're trying to do all of the above.
Yeah, I
think we're like literally trying like whatever we can to document our lives, like different like medias or platforms, like this podcast is pretty new to us.
Do you think there's a reason why everyone's on their document wave?
I actually do have a theory on this.
What is it?
There's this girl on TikTok. She was saying how she just romanticizes her life. Like, she makes her life so, like, look so interesting. But in reality, it's just, like, what everyone else does in every single day, you know what I mean? Like, wake up, go to work, blah, 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 blah. And she just, like, makes it look fun and interesting. But, like, in reality, everyone does that, too. She's, like, and she was saying, like, this is your sign. Like, romanticize your life. Your life is great and, like, there's so many things to be thankful for, and like and I think I talked about that in the first episode too, like I wanted to start documenting my life more because life is great. Like, I always tend to say that I'm so busy or like it's so hard for me to schedule something, but it's like why am I so busy?
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, and I honestly, like, I don't remember what I was doing, like, all of last year because we didn't document anything, you know what I mean? And, like, it's just, like, cool to, like, look back on these things. And, and then there was this other video that I saw on TikTok. It was basically a day in the life of, like, so someone talking about why they record a day in the life as a like social media manager or like a marketing manager or like a nurse or something. Like, they were just saying like someone out there needs that like input, like what it, like someone younger than us is like, how, like, what is it gonna be like living as an engineer, or what is it gonna be like living in my 30s? Like,
is that something that you wish you had when you were in school, when you're like gonna be, when you're studying to be an engineer? Do you wish that this type of content was out there? Like, would it have changed your decision to be an engineer or no?
No, I don't think so. But I didn't expect my 30s, like, or my late 20s to be so repetitive and, like, feeling so... So
more, yeah, more like a reality check of being, like, an adult.
Yeah.
But I do like the sentiment of, like, romanticizing it so it doesn't seem so...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, going through the motions.
Yeah.
I remember on TikTok...
Milo, come on.
There was this girl. I think she kind of, she had the same feeling where it's like, you know, just going through the motions of like going, getting off of work and then going home, like eating and then getting ready for the next day, right? So she had like this series where she was like trying to do more with her days after work.
Oh yeah, I've
and
seen
it was though. So interesting. She would go to the beach, right?
Yeah, she's like try something new every single day.
Yeah. Even though she was like by herself, she would just make it look so fun to just, you know, go to the park, sit and eat lunch there, or you know, get dinner in a new place. So I feel like this idea that like we're all just going through the motions is like something that we all like kind of go through and feel. So I think it's really, it's what you make it. I think
it's like so interesting how I think TikTok and like Instagram really changed our, like, everyone's lifestyles, I guess. Like, I don't know, like if you need something to like learn, if you need to learn something, you just TikTok and like Google it, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Back in the days, they were like going outside after work or like...
Yeah, I feel like the old people at work, like, they'll tell stories about what life was like before, like, social media, before COVID, before smartphones. And they seem also, like, in, like, not involved, but more... Like, they're doing so much more with their time, you know? Like, for example, this guy retired at work, and he was, like, telling all these stories about his memories with his, like, coworkers and stuff, and they would go, like, camping together, yeah. They would go, like,
happy hours.
And, but I feel like nowadays it's, like, I'm out, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
And also I feel like a lot of people, like, the whole... rules at work is so strict nowadays, so that affected it too, right? Like, I feel like nowadays it's a little bit more professional, so they don't really, like, us, we're not used to drinking with our coworkers. Like, I thought it was like so weird that we would go to happy hour or like be like a little looser, like, you know, like take shots with them or like have a beer.
Yeah, but it is also weird because like, I feel like, I don't know if it's like our industry, but like these are kind of the people you're competing for with like higher positions, and you know, you don't want to give off that like rambunctious, crazy lifestyle. And then when it comes time for promotion, you know, they're going to be like, oh, I saw her like really drunk that one time. Oh, so dang. I don't think I'd want to have her as a manager, you know? So I think, I don't know, maybe some people are good at separating, you know, personal and professional lives. But I think for me, I think I'd be a little like, I don't want to get too loose around coworkers, you know, like your manager and stuff, right?
No, for sure. I honestly, because my work does a lot of happy hours. And
oh my gosh, yeah.
And honestly, it's weird. Like,
I don't even know, I don't work with these people, but some things I've seen at your happy hours, I'm like,
they're crazy, right? Like, like you give these people like one drink of alcohol and it's like loose. Like, it's like, dude, do you forget that we work together?
Yeah,
you
know? Like, because you're not at work, those like barriers come down. But
yeah, it's just weird. And I think that's why a lot of people nowadays are just, they just go home straight after work too, you know, because they want to separate that work life versus like at home life, like, but I do think it's weird how people at work, they don't like to, not open up about things. I'm not saying I'm like super open at work, but it's like they're like super like secretive about it.
I'm low-key guilty of that.
No. Oh, are you?
Yeah, I like don't really like share a lot about myself. Like I can't say names, but
yeah.
Like Forrest, right? He's
don't say that.
Oh shit. Well, they just share like what they like to do, yeah. Like hobbies. It's like different creative hobbies, right? So it's like I don't even want to say what they are just in case, you know.
Yeah.
But then they look at me and they're like, so are you gonna like pick up a creative hobby? But like I like DJ on the side. And then one of them was even like, oh, we all do different things, you should totally like DJ. I was like, huh, yeah. That would be so cool.
Why do you do that? Like, why do you not share that information?
I don't know. I think I don't like talking about myself. I get very like,
is there like
why is everyone looking at me?
Is there like a deeper meaning behind it? Like, is besides you being shy?
I'm sure there is.
I'm getting nervous just talking about myself.
I don't want to talk about myself. I don't know. I think I just get like, when I like talk for too long, I start like, my sentences start going up like this. And then it's like, okay, I don't want to talk anymore. And if I talk about myself, I have to keep going, you know? Mm. I don't know. Yeah, maybe when it's weird because another coworker saw my TikTok
of me DJing. No way.
And goes, nice.
No way.
I didn't tell you this. I told you that.
No, you did not.
Oh yeah, he saw it was like when I first did it on my TikTok. Like my original one that got hacked. I posted it, and I guess it, like, came up on his TikTok.
Yeah, because it connects to your contacts.
Yeah, like, who you send around. TikToks. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, that one was cool. He just was like, oh, that's cool. I have a friend who does it in, like, Germany, and, yeah, it's cool. Oh, yeah, thanks.
I just feel like, for me, it's, like, but I feel like you are very independent. Like, you don't rely on the social, like, energy kind of thing. Like me, I feel like I need it because I spend so much of my days at work, and I feel like I need
The social aspect
of work, because I do spend like over 8 hours there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it would make work so miserable not having friends. Or like, but don't get me wrong though, like I'm not a yapper at work. Like I am not someone who goes to their desk just to say what's up and like have a chat, you know. Like I'll only like start talking to them if I see them like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom, or like I'm in the kitchen or something. Like it's not like I'm in the middle of the office. Yeah. Only if it's like the right time, you know.
Yeah I always are you the type to like go to people's cubicles or offices just to start a conversation?
I think it depends on who the person is, like. But absolutely no. I'm gonna say no, I'm not.
Yeah,
because I'm either. Relatively pretty quiet at work.
I feel like I should, just to show that, like, you know, just to like have those conversations at work that are like making friends, I guess. Like,
yeah.
That it's not all, that you're not all about work, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm like, don't talk to me. And then, but it's funny because like people will like, so my cubicle is kind of like in the middle, right? So it's like 2, 4, 6, and then there's one by the door.
Yeah.
So mine is in the middle. So when people have conversations, they like go to the middle, and then my cubicle is just kind of there. I'm just kind of like.
And then you get included in the conversation.
Sometimes, yeah. But I never like proactively walk up to someone's cubicle just start a conversation.
Yeah, me neither. Especially.
I feel like I should. Yeah. What are you saying?
Just like, especially because the whole office is gonna hear your conversation. That's my issue.
Yeah.
But what were you saying? Sorry.
Oh no, nothing. Just. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I like check myself. Like, maybe I shouldn't be the person that's like just working all the time. You know. Like if someone comes by you with a question, then I'll be like, oh, so, how was your weekend? Blah blah blah. But I'm never like looking for that interaction. Yeah.
I see. I think also, like, you're happy with, like, your group of friends. Like, you're not looking for, like, that external.
Sometimes I think about it, right? So, like, one of my coworkers has a lot of friends in LA.
Who is it?
Yeah, because he actually does have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine myself, like, being in a setting outside of work and, like mingling. I don't know.
Wait, what? Can you elaborate? Like, what do you mean, like, outside of work mingling?
Like for you, right? Like, you'll meet up with your friends and, like, go to Flog Knot together, whatever. I can't imagine doing that with my coworkers.
I think that one's different, though. Like, I feel like... I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, I never thought I'd get to that point.
But, I mean, they're cool. Like, I feel
Yeah.
I feel like if I had someone... It is hard, though. Okay.
To reach that level,
yeah,
right?
It's hard. That, to, like, break down that professional barrier where it's like, oh, we're just all chilling here, you know? Yeah.
I don't even know how I got to that point. That, like... You know? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, I don't know how I got to that point. But, I mean, I'm grateful. I'm thankful for it. But it's, like, again, to me, it's... You never really know who you become friends with at work if you don't, like, explore that side of that relationship. Like, you know?
Yeah, I think I told you about one conversation that I had with this coworker.
I'm scared.
He was, like, telling me about, like, an event that was going on in LA, like, oh, there's, like, this thing going on. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. You can, like, find those things. And I made a comment, like, yeah, I want to, like, go to these things. But a lot of my friends, they kind of live kind of far.
Uh-huh.
And they're not that close to L.A. And he was like, well, I live close to L.A. And I was just like...
I keep telling you, like, we should hang out with him. We should just, like, go walk around that little...
Yeah.
Track, you know?
Maybe. He does give the vibe like, I'm just here to collect my money and...
Yeah, you are too.
Yeah.
You're not like the other one who you're like...
Yeah.
Who's like super...
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe one day. Yeah.
But I do have regrets like going to happy hour with some people like where yeah. I am right now at work. People are starting to talk like where they're gonna go after the program ends like mm-hmm. And it's just like kind of like shit, like what's your intention in terms of like why are you asking me this question,
where you're going?
Yeah,
you
like
think so?
There's no, like 100%
there's like a
yeah,
an agenda
100%
just by asking where you're going.
Yeah, because they're trying to figure out like where the
oh, where the open
the
spots are
yeah. And it's just like scary, like it's just I feel like where I work right now it's just like really hard to separate those things and like yeah, and everyone's like trying to get their like their like stuff done and like I don't know, there you could just sense the competition and like
it's like not a genuine question to ask.
Yeah,
where are you,
yeah, it's more like a where are you going so I could
wait, so how does that work
if or something
people like so if more than one person tries to go for the same spot then
it's
what
I don't know honestly. I was that's why I think I got in such a grumpy mood this morning because yesterday I had a conversation with someone like what I should do.
Do I know them?
No,
oh.
But I have mentioned them before.
Can you collect this?
You won't be able to, because I don't talk about them enough.
Oh, okay.
That you won't,
thought,
you won't be like...
I thought you can't read my lips.
Yeah,
even
that
if you
one
did
too.
Know the name.
I was going to say, I didn't want to insult you, but yeah, you're also a bad lip reader. What was I saying? But yeah, I don't know. There's like pros and cons, obviously, like to making friends at work, but like... But also, I think for me, I am just a social butterfly. But I do get tired. Like, I went to the yard to take that photo yesterday.
Hey,
and
that's
I was
crazy. So you're part of the picture,
mm-hmm.
even though you're not working there?
Yeah, because I worked on it when it was going on.
Oh,
and
it's
like,
for a project.
Yeah. And, like, obviously, the award
is for something that was already done. Like, it was already completed, and that's why the application was submitted. Mm. That makes sense? Like, the work was already completed.
So you won an award.
No, I was nominated.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah, I was part of the photo that, obviously, I said hi to everyone and, like, had the same, repeating conversations with everyone, but it was just, like, fuck. I'm so tired.
Are they hoping that you'll go there?
Yeah, they kept asking me. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Dang.
It was a tiring day for me yesterday.
And then you had a EA for social?
Yes, I had a social. Yeah, and I just saw a bunch of people that I haven't seen in a while, so it was like...
It's kind of cool, though. It's almost like a club at work.
Yeah. It's just weird, too, because I feel like I'm in the older generation. Because it's, like, dang, past my time. Like, you know, dang, do you know what I mean? Like,
you're not going to go watch the Minecraft
movie. Yeah, they were like, oh, you want to go to lunch with us? And I was like, oh, no, I'm okay. And they were like, oh.
I feel like you like hanging out with young people.
Oh, but I couldn't hang out with someone today.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah, for some... Right? Is that so weird? I literally keep clicking with, like, younger...
You just have a young soul.
I really hope by the time I'm 40, they still think I'm, like, cool. Younger. Yeah, or, like, cool. Yeah. Like, oh, she's such a cool mom. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope I give off that vibe to younger people.
Is it, like, you know their age and then you click with them? Or you click with them and then you find out their age?
I click with them and then I find out their age. But I think it's because of my jokes. Like, all, like the aura thing. Or like the
hey youngster here.
Or like I was like, oh my god, really? My like aura. I did the like thing.
I think that's Simon thing. Does.
Oh yeah, the one behind the ear a little bit, and uh-huh. I get a little shy. Yeah, they just think it's so funny, and then I don't know. But in reality, I'm like tired 24/7. Like I'm exhausted.
Dang.
Yeah, but it's hard to make friends after late 20s.
Yeah, no, you're doing such a good job.
I was thinking, I was like, damn, I went so hard last year, like, making, because my goal last year was to make more friends, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I went so hard last year that I'm exhausted this year from socializing and getting to know people. Yeah, I just feel really tired.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're doing a good job of, like, you made the connections last year. But then this year, you're just kind of, like, fostering those connections, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're not making new connections, but you're just, like, hanging out with the people that you met last year.
Yeah. I really like the people we met at your DJ event.
Oh, yeah.
I really like them. It. Yeah, you want to talk about your DJ event?
Yeah. So, backstory, you found a TikTok.
Haha. Not my haha. Dude, you should make like a compilation of all my little like laughs, because I make different laughs. But yeah, so I found these people on TikTok, and they're not like primarily like focused on Filipino groups. They're just Filipino girls that made a social club, and they just like
I think it's pretty Filipino.
Yeah, but like, there were non-Filipinos that I met at the social club. Really? Yeah,
they're not Filipino.
Well, she didn't look like. I didn't want to be like, "Hey, are you Filipino?"
Yeah,
in the bathroom.
Like, oh, you're not.
You're not. I gotta go. I gotta go pee over there. No,
because they're kidding. Like they're. So the event that we went to that I DJ'd at was the Palayok Pottery Party. I think it's a pretty like cultural.
Oh, yeah, that's the word. It's centered on Filipino background. However, it's not exclusively on Filipinos.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I was, like, thinking about the word and it took me forever. But, yes, I think that's exactly how it's framed. Or
yeah.
It's perfectly worded. Anyway, yeah, so then I was like, oh, do you guys need a DJ for your event? And then... For the longest time, they thought I was the DJ.
DJ? patina.
Yeah. And I was like, no, it's not me. I'm just his supportive girlfriend. I'm just his
manager.
It's so funny, too, because they tried booking him again for sometime in May.
Yeah. And which is really nice that they invited us back. Because yes. That means that we did a good job.
Yes, absolutely. But, like, it was just so funny that I replied. And then they were like, we love that you're his manager. And I was like, I'm not his manager. He just, like, really sucks at replying. But and, like, literally, honestly, he would literally take 3 to 5 business days just to respond to someone. Like, I am just on top of it. I know our calendar. Yeah, I know what's going on with him.
That's like, part of the reason why I don't respond right away. It's because, like, I don't want to say, yeah, I'll do it, and then be like, hey, are we doing anything, you know? So I'm going to, like, check back with you and be like, oh, hey, what do you think? Should we do, like, do we have anything, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, okay. and then you respond.
Dude, no. It's so bad. But anyway, we, yeah, he DJ'd the event. He has a TikTok up talking about his DJ event. Everyone went up to him saying that he had really good music taste. I was sitting in the pottery tables and...
Oh, did you see it's ready to get picked up?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Did they contact you?
No, I just saw their story.
Dang.
But, yeah, it was a really cool event. It was like a collaboration for like a lot of small...
businesses.
Filipino businesses, so... from the photo booth to the DJ to like the person who ran the class.
The pottery.
Yeah, they're all Filipino, which is really cool because, you know, LA's not that big, but it makes you realize that there's so many people out there who, you know,
yeah.
doing their thing and they're also Filipino, but yeah. you never crossed paths with these people before.
Yeah.
No matter like how small it is, you know. Some of these people only live like the next city over, but.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of the vendors were, like, maybe, like, 10 minutes away from us.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so crazy. I've never met them. I've never seen them.
Yeah, this was really cool.
Yeah, but it was really cool to meet people.
Yeah, maybe we are going out to their other events, so shout out to them for inviting us back.
Yeah. So excited for you. Yeah, so you have to make another playlist.
I know, but this is going to be a K-pop playlist.
Ooh, maybe I should go.
What? Oh, maybe.
You thought I was joking you're when I said I wasn't going to go.
You're the manager. What do you have to go?
But they don't need me. I need you.
Yeah, I don't want to be by myself.
Okay. Yeah, he has another event, too, after that one. He has a baptism.
Yeah, a baptism reception.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, like...
titas and titos.
Titos and titas.
Honestly, you could just probably use the same playlist from the Paleo.
The K-pop one?
Oh, no, the intro.
R&B one?
No, the intro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
there's a lot of Tagalog songs.
But I do want more, like softer music.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of content for it. So, which goes back to us, like, recording a lot. It was so cool, too, at the pottery class thing. Everyone was recording, like everyone was trying to make content. Like it wasn't weird that you have like 3 setups yeah, on you, like yeah. because you're trying to get that content for your product.
Like, yeah, literally everyone had the same like phone stand tripod.
Yeah,
everyone was recording, and it was so nice too because even after like everyone made their content available that you could use for your content.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really cool. Yeah, just like. A lot of things in common, like making more content, being Filipino. Yeah, they even have like Filipino snacks and Filipino like businesses sponsor it.
Yeah, sodas. Yeah. Or not even Filipino. I think just an Asian brand, right?
I think no, it's Filipino.
Sanzo?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang. But
shout out to them for having us. What?
So yeah. What else happened in March?
This guy's birthday.
Oh my gosh, that was April.
Yeah,
but that was but last weekend.
It was
yes.
his birthday though.
Yes,
he's a March baby.
He is a March baby, according to his adoption papers.
He's so cute.
Look at I know him. He's so cute. Look at our little guest.
Except someone ate Momo's food last night and had to poo poo at 3 a.m.
Yeah, yesterday I was thinking how much I loved Milo. Like, I just kept looking back at the In-N-Out party. Okay, wait, sorry. Backstory. We threw him in an In-N-Out party, and, like, me and Adrian were like mom and dad preparing for like a party. Yeah, like Adrian was cooking. I was doing the decorations. I was doing the props. Like, I was doing arts and crafts in the living room. Adrian, like, as soon as we got home from running the errands, like, he started cooking. He started preparing for the stuff.
We skipped the gym.
Yeah.
Just all for all the preparation that we did.
Yeah. And we had extra food. Imagine, like, we had so much, how much food you prepared, and we still had extras. Like, we really went above and beyond
for our
little guy right here.
And we did the Tito and Tita thing, like, oh, take some food, take it for your family.
Yeah, take for lunch.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, okay.
And it was so funny, too, because Milo, because we went to a dog park in Pasadena, but, like across the parking lot is just, like, an open grass area, and we just held the doggy birthday party at the grass area. So every time a dog came out of the dog park, Milo would go pick up the other dog and say hi and then bring him along to the party.
That was so crazy.
He brought in like three dogs. Like, it was
yeah, even like cars that like people who would park and like get out and like get down to go to the park, Milo would start running up to them, and he's not even like playing with them, he'll just run up to the car, stare at them. And then, Milo, get back here. And then he'll run back. And then, like, some of the dogs followed. And some of the owners are like, oh, no, it's okay. But,
yeah, we were joking around that it was Milo saying, like, they were like, oh, come on to my party. My mom and dad made food. Or, like, my mom and dad have a lot of treats for us. Or, like,
And it was funny because, yeah, dogs actually came up to our, like, bench area. And the owners are like, oh, what's going on here? Oh, it's his birthday. Happy birthday. And then we, like, offer them a drink or treats. And
yeah.
It was pretty fun.
It was really fun. And, like, honestly, I think three of the dogs, the pit bull, the Gracie, and
Piper,
thank you. They, like, stayed, like, a long time. Yeah, like, they were there for a good 30 minutes. Like,
it was so funny because we were like, whose dog is this?
I know, like their owner was just in the other corner talking to like
their
friends or something. But it was just so funny. They're so sweet. Good doggies.
Yeah, and Milo like for sure knew it was his birthday. Like
he was so
the way he was
happy.
Acting was so like,
this is my party. Yeah, these are my parents.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, he literally went around the circle like saying bye to everyone. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah,
this guy's so spoiled. But yeah, yesterday I was thinking, I was just getting emotional. I just kept looking at my TikTok, and I was just like, I love Milo so much. I never thought like I would love like a dog so much that who like doesn't do anything for me. Like it's literally unconditional love. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's just so crazy how much I love Milo and Momo, of course, but I don't know where he is. But Milo's just the best. Like, I will, like, Adrian knows, like, if it's him or Milo, he knows the answer.
Yeah, and that party was really like a labor of love. Like, even though it was 2 days straight of like printing, cutting, taping, cooking, I think we like both agreed that we would like definitely do it again.
Yeah,
Milo, because he was so happy. Such a happy guy.
I know.
So cute. You want to say anything, Milo?
Me and Adrian were like, we came back home after the party, and we were just like, I'm so tired and exhausted, but we were like, yeah, damn, we'd do that again just for Milo.
Yeah.
Like, we love Milo so much.
Yeah, he was so happy in, like, all the videos that we took. Like,
he was, like, smiling.
Yeah, when we sang happy birthday. And when he was eating his patty, he was so happy.
And he did so good when we were saying happy birthday. Because usually I feel like he's, like, me, like, camera shy. Like, everyone's, like, looking at him. Like, he was just like, la-di-da. It's my birthday. Everyone sing for me.
And then when he, like, gagged, you're like, oh.
That was a funny video. He was too excited for that cake.
Yeah.
Like, he swallowed the whole thing.
He didn't one bite. Yeah. Good guy. 8 years old.
I know, he's a senior. His pet insurance went up.
Oh, really? Because of his age?
Yeah, it went up last year when he turned 7.
He does not seem like a senior guy.
I don't know, man. The arthritis is crazy.
No. Did you see him running? He was running the whole time.
Dude, when we got home, though, did you not see him limping?
Yeah, but it was like a day. He's okay now. Yeah, no, for it sure. Wasn't like long term, you know?
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's his arthritis.
No, I'm touching his butt. But he has a big booty.
Okay. Oh, wait, we can talk about our date.
Oh my gosh. Let me talk about my date. It was like one of the best dates ever. It was so fun.
What? It's so funny, like, leading up to you, like, what is it?
I was like, what the fuck the are you taking me? I was like, what truth? You are you bringing me to church? Like, what is happening? Yeah, we went to... So, the day before Milo's birthday party, we went to... We spent the day in OC.
Wait, mind you, this was in planning since, like, January, February.
Oh, shit, really?
Because I remember when I booked it, I was like, oh, shoot, the next available one is July 5th, and this was like January.
Oh, dang.
And then when I like checked it again like a week later, they had an opening for April 5th, and that was a while ago. It was That's like true. Yeah, so yeah. early. So this whole time, so we got the April 5th appointment, and so we were anticipating this date for like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, and I was excited.
Didn't even know what it was.
I've never even heard of it, and I'm always on TikTok, and I've never seen that on TikTok. But yeah, so we woke up at like 7:30, like a work day, a little bit later than a work day, but yeah, we woke up really early, got ready, and then we went to Tati's Coffee. I got 3 drinks so I could try 3 different flavors.
I specifically remember you saying like the day before or 2 days before, if we don't get coffee, I will be upset. And so I said, okay, we have to make sure she's not upset on the date day. So we have to get up early.
I know, you woke me up too. You're like, babe, come on. Wake up.
Because, yeah, 7:30 is early on, what did we do? We did something
the night before. I had such a good date. I cannot get over it. Oh,
we went out with our neighbors.
We'll go over that after.
Yeah.
But,
How long are we
Yeah, we got Tati's.
Okay.
Are you okay?
37.
Oh, not bad. Normal time. We'll just go over this week and then we can wrap up. But went to Tati's Coffee. We got a pandan Vietnamese coffee, ube Vietnamese coffee, and sesame matcha.
Sesame matcha.
Yes. Yeah, I was upset because last time we went to OC, we did not get Vietnamese coffee from Daveen. So I was like, I need to get Tati's. I wanted to try Tati's or Daveen. Like, either one. I wanted one. But, yeah. So, we finally got it. I got 3 drinks. My boyfriend bought me 2. And then we went to X-Fish. Unfortunately, we only had 1 round of sushi.
Dude, yeah. We got full so fast.
Yeah. Okay, skinny queen.
It was a little disappointing.
I know. So expensive, but so disappointing. Isn't that price so good for, like, the quality of the sushi? Like, it's so thick. Little rice. Like,
yeah,
you're literally getting the max.
Their tempuras are so good.
Oh, the shrimp. Oh.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, I don't know. It tastes, like... good. I don't know. Like,
no, I feel that
it's not like the breading isn't too thick.
Yeah,
yeah,
it doesn't taste like it's frozen either, right?
Yeah that's what
it is. It's like real shrimp.
Yeah, and then the vegetables too. Like,
so good.
The perfect small layer of
batter.
Yeah, batter.
And like
and this isn't sponsored.
This is not sponsored. I wish X-Fish would sponsor us, please. Yes, highly recommend. We got there at 11, right when they opened, and there was still a line. We waited, like, about, like, 20, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I know, like, they just started opening, and they wanted to, like, stagger the times, but, like, damn, there was a line outside.
Like, no, we got there, like, 11:04, and there's already a line forming outside. That's how you know.
That's a good shit, you know.
Yeah, that was really good.
Go ahead, sorry.
What happened when we ate sushi? We just got full fast.
Yeah, we really did.
So fast.
What was your favorite?
My favorite is The yuzu yellowtail.
Ooh, that one's really good. That's really good. That one's also on my top three. That one
or the tri pepper salmon?
I was going to say that one.
Oh, we should have done top three sushis at X-Fish. Oh,
dang it. Okay. We should just do it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Top three things that you would order from X-Fish.
Number three, vegetable tempura. Because it's so good. Oh, okay. Honorable mention. The seafood udon was really good.
Dude, we are in love. Love. Do it again.
Love. Do it again.
Love.
Love.
Love. Yeah, I made a cheer and a handshake to say, to do whenever we say we're in love. Like this one. Love. Okay, next. My number three. Wait, my number three. Wait, can you do all of yours?
Okay, so honorable mention. Spicy seafood udon.
That would also be my honorable mentions. Because that was my first time getting it, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was really good. I wish I didn't get full that fast.
Yeah, it was like restaurant quality. Like, not all you can eat quality.
Very comparable, but not comparable at the same time to Izakaya Ozen.
Oh,
the seafood. Oh, udon. Yeah. Yeah, that one was really good.
I want to try the not spicy one then. Maybe that one's closer.
Ooh.
The Nabemono.
Ooh. Udon. Okay, wow. Why did you remember that?
Because it's expensive. No,
the spicy, the one from Izakaya?
Yeah.
Oh, that one is spicy. That one, the seafood one is spicy.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it being spicy.
Oh, babe, can you take me there next time?
Next time. Yes. Maybe next birthday.
What? I have to wait until I'm 30.
Dang, that's crazy, bro.
That's crazy,
bro.
Dude. That's crazy.
So, honorable mention, spicy seafood udon. Number three. What did I say my number three was?
Vegetable
tempura.
Oh, okay.
Vegetable tempura. Number two, tri pepper salmon. Number one, yuzu yellowtail.
Wait, what was your number two again?
Tri pepper salmon.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm
guess getting full just
I'm
thinking
gonna
about
just
it.
Switch it up a little bit. Okay, it would be honorable mention would be the shrimp tempura. My third would be the yuzu lemon
salmon.
Yeah, yuzu lemon yellowtail.
Oh,
and then number two would be the tri peppered salmon. Number one would be the bluefin tuna. Is that right? Is that what it's called? Yeah, that shit's so fucking good. I really like that one. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm actually getting really hungry thinking about it. Yeah.
I don't even remember eating my tuna.
The bluefin?
Yeah.
That's the one I was like, did you eat mine?
Yeah. That's why I don't remember eating it. Maybe I was just like, when the food got down, I was like,
oh, so good. I would go back again. Honestly, I'd go back this weekend if I could.
Yeah. Okay. It's so good. We should try the Brea one.
Oh, okay. Because
we've only been to the Buena Park one.
Yeah, we can. So after X-Fish, we went to Dollar Tree, where we parked right next to David's Truth.
Daniel's Truth.
Daniel. Sorry. Daniel? David. What's his name?
Daniel.
Daniel's Truth. So
Daniel and Goliath.
That's why I literally thought he was taking me to like some church stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was like
Truth.
David Daniel. I was like, that's like a saint or something, right? Like that's like in the Bible or something.
Yeah.
I was like, what's happening? But we went to Dollar Tree first to kill some time, like for 15 minutes, and then we got some supplies for Milo's party. And then it was time to go inside to Daniel's Truth and find out my truth.
And then on the way to Dollar Tree, there was that A-frame where it's like, Daniel's Truth, perfumes, oils, and candles or something. Yeah. And you're like, ooh. And then you're like, already knew what was in there. But you thought we were going to, like, make candles or something.
Yeah, I thought, because he did not tell me about it. His hint, for the, like, he kept saying this past week, or the past week before this, the date, was, you will find your truth.
And the truth will set you free.
That was his hint, and he kept saying it all week, and I just was just so confused. I was just so, like, what the fuck is happening.
And even when you saw the store, Daniel's Truth, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. And then the only thing I thought was, we're making candles, because I've seen those classes before. But yeah,
so not as fun.
No, this was so fun. I literally cannot recommend it enough. I really want to make a TikTok about it because it was so fucking fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I had such a good time. But anyway, so that class. Sorry, I feel like I've been talking a lot. You can go. You can explain.
No, it's okay. Class. I like hearing how much fun you had.
I had so much fun. So we went in, and then this lady that worked there was like giving us a tour of the place, kind of showing like the different stuff that they offered. So like they offer like not essential oil, but
it was like a diffuser.
Yeah.
They had candles. Yeah. I think that's the only thing that she showed us.
But it was just so like she really took the time to like explain
Smell each one.
Yeah.
She grabbed each like stick out of the diffuser, like smell.
Yeah.
And we still go every time.
Yeah.
Oh, she was
like
so
a
good
Korean mom. Like,
yeah, I think it's a Korean. He was saying it's like a Korean franchise, and they have a lot in Korea, and this is like the first one in the
America?
U.S. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
And then he was saying like the Korea one has like cocktails and.
This one did not. It had water. Dang it.
Kirkland water.
Kirkland. But yeah, and then we like sat down, and like I was like I made a face because I really love sitting next to Adrian whenever we go to places, and I think I like was like, oh no, we don't sit next to each other, like we sit across from each other, and I think the Korean mom was like, oh, do you want me to switch it up for you? And yeah. Then like she switched us, but yeah, she
I
was
think
so
we sat next to each other because we couldn't smell.
I know. I think we were so annoying. We're so annoying in public because we were like sniffing each scent together, not like we had our
you
own.
Smell.
I know. I was like, okay, babe, which one do you want to smell now? Yeah, and then like so basically they they gave a PowerPoint on the history of perfumes. And Adrian knows I love history.
I know when they said history of perfumes, I was like, babe.
pay attention. But it was such a quick slide. It was like, what, one slide?
One slide. Like, perfume started in Egypt until today.
Yeah.
Next.
Literally. He was like, oh, perfumes were for the luxury class in Egypt. That's how it all started. And then he's like, now today everyone can get it, even the poor. But no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, and then so you like scent, like there's different like essential oils, and then there's like top, base, and middle.
Yeah,
middle oils. I don't know why, but I guess it makes a difference in how it's mixed.
Yeah, they said the top note is like your first, that's the first thing that you smell. And then it's like as time progresses, it'll go through the middle note and then the base note.
Babe, it's time to smell the perfume.
Oh,
it's almost
been
a week.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
But yeah, I'm excited. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. And then so we smelled each one. There was like, what, 10
Dude,
for each
it was
top,
a lot.
Middle.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We were smelling so much. Like, it was like sniff the oil, sniff the coffee beans to like cleanse your nose. And one time I laughed at Adrian so hard I like felt like I was high. Like I couldn't breathe, like that my head was feeling really high.
And it was hard too because we just finished eating all you can eat sushi, so I feel like I was like having a hard time like
breathing.
Taking a deep breath.
Yeah, because he even like taught you how to smell properly, like how when he like
you should also like take a deep breath to like activate your nose, and then
there's like a whole thing.
Yeah, so it was very educational at the same time.
I love educational.
Yeah, but then it was cool because like you're literally making your own perfume based off of like the smells that you like, and some of those smells were so interesting, like the top note they had like grass or basil.
Yeah and like at the end of the class we all sniffed each other's, like, oh, sorry, that sounds weird.
we like dropped a cent onto a piece of card, and then the card was being passed around. But like the person who did it explains why they named their perfume that certain name, and I felt like the group to the right of us, like they, the way they described their perfume was exactly what it smelled like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of their perfumes are very like clean, like pure. Like I feel like ours are very like scented.
Yeah. Like compared young to
theirs,
people.
Yeah. But theirs is very like, yeah. I think one of them was like, I forgot the name, like Calm and Pure or something.
It was Clarity.
Clarity. Yeah. There you go. And it smelled like clean. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but
yeah, it was such a fun class. Like there's like a mix of creativity but like educational, but like you still do your own thing without like it being a group activity.
Yeah, and then there's a competition at the end when they pass it around.
I won.
And the Tina's Milo Summer Special was a winner.
This is Milo.
Winner.
Yes, the inspiration to it all.
Mine was Momo Winter Special.
Did not win. He said that it smelled like a girl.
He said we should switch.
But yeah, and then after that, we went to the source and we got some Smiskies.
Oh yeah.
And then we took a photo.
The what was it, Life for Cuts or something? Yes. Like a photo booth, and yeah, at that point we're just so tired. Did we get coffee too at the source? No.
No.
You did not get a delicious drink?
No, we did not. I already had three that day.
Oh, I brought my coffee down. Yeah.
Yeah, and such then a fun day.
Literally, we went home and started working on Milo's birthday. Because that was, what, Saturday night? Milo's birthday was Sunday afternoon. So, yeah. That was a busy, busy weekend.
It was so busy.
Yeah. And even the night before, that's when we hung out with Thomas and Tori.
Engagement. I mean, no.
Their wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, we oh my gosh, Friday was so busy. Like, we woke up at 6, 7.
Was it 6, 7? I don't even remember.
I think it was 7, because you had a doctor's appointment at 9.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Yeah, and then we worked out, and then we split up. And I did laundry for, like, 3 hours. Adrian was at the doctor's, like, getting his blood work and stuff. And then after that, we ran errands. We went to Costco. We went to Joann's to get the fabric and, like, Milo's birthday shit.
Yeah.
And then what else did we do after that? Oh, my gosh. Wait, on Saturday, I stole In-N-Out trays. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and then there was a burger because I took the trays from the trash can. And then there was burgers in between the trays. It was so disgusting. I was like, residue. I'm so sorry.
Stranger's burger residue.
Yeah. So I had to, like, deep clean it.
Yeah. But the guy who, like, gave us the stuff was so nice. He was like, yeah, just tell me what you need. You need this, this, and that. We asked for, like, what? 4 bags, and he gave us like 20. Yeah, yeah, that guy was so nice.
And I stole.
It's okay.
Now they're gonna find me because this is recorded.
No, it's okay. Corporate America does not need the trays.
Okay. In-N-Out needs the trays. Okay, anyway, sorry. And then Friday, we got home at like 4. What did we eat? Oh, we had Baja burrito.
Yeah, that was our first meal, too.
That was our so only hungry. Meal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got home. After that, we went to 99 Ranch. Or no, 168 Market for my more grocery stuff for Milo's thing. And then we got home at like 4 or 3. And then Thomas calls us at like, hey, you guys want to come over now? Like, yada, yada. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Give me like 3 hours.
And then we got there at like what?
7. Left at like 8:30.
And we still had to like shower before because we were running around all day.
And sweaty from the gym.
Yeah. Even the night before, Thursday night, was hanging out with our neighbors.
Yeah.
So it was just like bing, bang, bow. Back to back.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty fun weekend, I feel like. I feel like, yeah, just a date and getting to see Thomas and Tori after they got married. And then Milo's birthday. I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about this
a few days ago, but I was like, I'm kind of glad that we're so busy with our weekends. Like, we're not like some other people who like don't have anything to do over the weekends. Like, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for our life together, and like, and I'm glad that we're documenting this. But
yeah, because 3 months, I'd probably forget what we did.
No, literally, I already forgot what we did like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But no, it's just really nice. And then like, I feel like it's because we have plans, like we make time to wake up early to go to the gym, or like, you know, just I don't know, just start the day early, get back early, hang out with Milo and Momo through the night. Like, we're not out and about, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really nice. It's nice. I love us. Love.
Love us. Love. Yeah, but we've just been so tired lately too that we had to cancel plans today to do this podcast.
No comment.
Yeah, do you want to do your high low buffalo?
Explain that TikTok.
So today at work, Bettina sent me a TikTok of how to have how to get to know someone more. Like, how to have a deeper conversation. And Bettina said, like, this is what I do.
No, literally. It's like, so interesting because that guy is in, like, a professional communicator. Yeah, communication.
I've seen a lot of his TikToks.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah. And he was, like, talking about how do you deepen your conversations to people at work and stuff. And he basically says, like, let's play a game. Let's play
High low buffalo.
Like, so you go over funny. Like the high point of your week and then the low point of your week, and then like a buffalo is just a fun fact, so you get to know the other person. And like, I literally have been doing highs and lows, like with my cousins, like with my friends. Like, I've been doing it for so long already. I picked it up from Kappa. But I just,
oh, really?
Like,
I didn't know that. That's where you got it from.
Yeah, I got it from Kappa.
Is that something they do every time? Or?
Yeah, like before meetings, like we would go over our highs and lows. I forgot what the... It was roses and thorns. That's what it was called. Yeah, so roses is like the highlight and thorns is like the bad thing that went this week. But I just feel like it's a good insight into your life and like getting to know someone.
I like the interesting fact one because it's like...
Buffalo?
Yeah, because then, like, you have to come up with something new, you know? You can't just be saying the same thing every time.
Yeah. No, definitely. Okay, my high this week. Going? Yeah, where are you going, Milo? Go.
Milo.
Milo, come here.
Go. It's hot.
Yeah, I'm also really sweaty.
Yeah, I got really hot this week all of a sudden. Because last week it was freezing.
Dude, yeah, I was wearing my Carhartt at work.
But now it's like hot.
Yeah. My high... You can go first.
Can you go first? It sounds like you're ready.
I'm not ready. Are you ready? Dang it. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, fine, go.
My high was how well Milo's birthday party went. I feel like your vision came to reality, like all the decoration that we wanted, and it just went according to plan.
Yes.
And I love it when things go according to plan.
Love.
Love. Love.
Love. And your low?
My low is personal.
It's a reality check.
But I think it's also, for me, it's kind of like a reality check, but also like kind of when you hit rock bottom, you can only go up.
Yeah, definitely.
So I really want to like take things seriously.
Yeah.
And I can already kind of feel a little better, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, just still a low.
I'm so proud of you. You did so good this week.
Even and though I had some ice week. Cream.
It's okay. It was only a little bit. Your buffalo?
My high-low buffalo?
Yeah.
What's my buffalo? My buffalo is...
Can we change it to Momo?
My Hilo Momo?
Yeah. We always talk about Milo, but we never talk about Momo.
My Hilo Momo is... I don't know, that's hard. Interesting is I get to set up the traffic control for the Rose Bowl this weekend, and it was kind of cool because like there's a lot of moving pieces, I guess, and it's kind of like today they're like, I got calls and they're like, hey, where do we put this? And I was like, put it there, I don't know. But it's just like
interesting to make a call
and stuff. Yeah, it's just like interesting to like, I don't know, have a little bit of power, I guess. Yeah, okay. But it's literally just cones. Where they put the cones.
Hey, man, those are important.
But, yeah, it is kind of cool. Also, to, like, know the events that are going on around the city. Yeah.
Go ahead,
sir. Sorry. One random one is that they're having... So, I guess Jackie Robinson's childhood home is in Pasadena.
Ooh.
And they're having a ceremony because they're unveiling a plaque in front of the house. So they're shutting down the street to, like, have a ceremony for
it. Where is it?
It's North Pasadena on Pepper Street between Fair Oaks and Zanja.
Hmm. Wow. So cool.
Yeah.
I love history.
Sick.
Love.
What's your Hilo Momo?
My low. Awkward silence. My low would be. I just woke up really grumpy today and really sad today. That would be my low. Today, this morning is my low, but being next to you, definitely a high. But
what's your Momo?
Wait, my high? Actually, yeah. I've been honestly coming home to you. Top tier,
I know,
baby.
Today
let's go.
I like rushed home.
I know. 5:30.
I was like, I'm out of here, guys. I was the first one out the door. My girlfriend's waiting for
my
me.
My girlfriend needs me at home.
She's grumpy.
I need to give her love. My Momo is. I don't have. Is it fun fact only?
Something interesting. It doesn't have to be a high or a low. It's just I thought this was interesting.
Ooh, I have one.
What is it?
We've been watching the X-Men movies in order, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh
yeah,
really?
Because I feel like when it came out it was like choppy, like I didn't understand the connection between the other X-Men.
Oh yeah.
And I, also I was like younger, like I didn't know what the fuck was going on, you
yeah
know? But now that I'm more of an adult, I'm, like, watching it and, like, I don't know. It's cool. I like it.
Who's your favorite character?
Magneto. He's the best. He's OP, man.
Yeah, he is OP.
Man, he's so OP. Like, how is... Don't get me started. Yeah. Xavier's so mid.
Dang.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Can't
I just
argue
don't
with
think.
That.
I just don't think it's like mind reading. Whoa. You know what I mean? Like Robert Pattinson also did that.
Dang, and he could run fast. Not like that. Not like that.
Wow,
you're so
babe,
bad. I'm saying he has extra powers on top of reading minds. You're bad. You're
okay,
so
I
bad.
Think that wraps up our episode.
No, don't wrap it up there.
Someone.
No.
No, okay, but who's yours?
From the old ones?
Yeah, First Class. We're only
oh,
at...
Oh, from First Class.
First Class. I didn't watch the Phoenix one, so that doesn't count. I didn't finish it.
What about the original ones?
I didn't watch the original. I want to do what we've seen right now.
Oh, you're going in actual chronological.
Yes.
Wait. Oh, so you started today.
No, we started...
First Class is the very first one.
Oh, yeah. First Class, and then I watched Days of Futures Past, and then now I'm watching Wolverine.
Oh, so Iceman is in Days of Future Past. He is.
I see. Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby. Sick.
But technically, that's the future, so.
So you want to start in the past.
Okay, fine.
I think in the past, probably, including first class. Wait, can it be a bad guy, too? Yeah, yeah. Yours is a bad guy.
Mine is controversial. Just saying.
Azazel.
Azazel, who's that?
He's the red demon-looking guy.
Oh, the bad guy. Oh, yeah. It's funny. Is he related to...
I think they said
the blue one.
He has sex with Mystique.
Oh,
that's why he has blue skin. I think.
Wait, what?
The red guy. I think he has sex with Mystique.
Oh, and then they developed
Nightcrawler.
Oh,
because he has blue skin, but he has the teleportation.
Yeah,
I think.
No, that makes sense, honestly.
Yeah.
Because like they literally have the same power.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and then Mystique is blue.
Yeah,
Mystique is pretty OP.
I guess.
I know. I don't really. The same thing with Xavier, right? Like, yeah. I just thought it was like.
It's how you use it, just like My Hero. Yeah.
But you know what? In the first class, oh no, the future of. The days of futures past, she was so OP. Like, her fighting skills were crazy.
But it's not like anything crazy. Like, it's not super powered or anything.
But, like, there was, like, one scene where she was just, like, by her. She was in the room with like the Vietnam War people, and like she killed them all. Like,
she fought for America in Vietnam?
No. She just had a meeting in a table with a but yeah,
good history lesson.
Okay, also another reason why I really enjoy X-Men, incorporate a lot of the World War stuff in the movies.
Cuba, right?
Huh?
Like, they were in Cuba in the first class. Yeah. It was like the Cuba, what is it called? Cuba something crisis. Right? Or no?
Cuba was an issue in that movie. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, they were like, no, we're not putting missiles in Cuba. Yeah. And then like they did World War II. And then they talked about the Vietnam War. And then they talked about JFK's in yeah.
Oh, really? In Days of Future Past?
Yeah, they were saying that Magneto was the cause of JFK's assassination.
No way.
But then Magneto was like, that's why Magneto was locked up like all the way down in like the basement and stuff. Uh-huh. But Magneto was like, oh, I was trying to save him from the bullet. That's why it curved. But then he was like, they were already like pulling me away and taking me down. So that's why it like curved a little bit.
Oh.
But yeah, it's just so interesting how they incorporate a lot of history lessons.
No wonder you like the X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so crazy. I didn't know it's like that far back.
Oh, like for in terms of the years.
Yeah. But yeah. That's it. That's my Momo.
That's my Momo. I'm an X-Men.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, we did our top three. And we did...
High-low Momos.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. See you guys next week. I don't know if it's going to be in the Tesla or if it's going to be in...
I kind of like this setup.
Setup?
Yeah, it's kind of chill. What about you? Do you like...
I think for me, it's more like a little harder to do it.
Oh, really?
Just because like we actually have to set it up.
Oh.
Versus like we're already just in the car, just sitting around.
Yeah, that's
doing
true.
Nothing. But I mean, we'll just switch it up. You know, see what's up. See if I need to. Charge. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for watching.
New
episodes maybe every Wednesday.
We'll try every Wednesday.
Okay. Bye. Love.
Bye. Love. Imagine it wasn't